Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions. I'm here with Leah. She is now far, far away. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Is it dark outside?
The sun is just starting to come up, so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's why I look like I just got out of bed, because I did.
Everybody sleeps in a Star Wars shirt. I'm pretty much operating under that assumption worldwide, globally, you know? Any country you might be in. It's a good time of the morning and or afternoon to talk about Q4 escalations. That's what we're cooking up for today, primarily because I would say that word is still being thrown around a little too loosely and freely. I think Amazon's part of the reason.
Yes, Amazon is definitely part of the reason.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of talk, and there was talk back during Amazon Accelerate about this, like, hey, we'll escalate your case after you have this or that problem. And then they talked about AI and how that might impact future escalations. I think that's more like next year. But for now, Amazon's kind of throwing that word around in ways that they never really mentioned it before. Like account health reps have always mentioned these things.
Yeah.
Support sometimes uses the word.
And SAS, they also say that they escalate things, which is really just asking another team, like, hey, can you tell us what's happening here?
Or it's like, I opened up a case, that'll escalate it for you.
So this,
but you know, sellers, it's not just Amazon staff and management. Sellers start a lot of conversations with you or with me with, I escalated this yesterday. And to us, that means one thing in particular. We have to always remember that means something else in Sellerville.
Referring to it as an internal escalation or an external escalation.
Right. Yeah. We've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But nobody else does that. That's just true. Us. And I think people still use the term like, well, we didn't like the answer we got back, or we didn't get an answer back. I mean, in some ways, you have to escalate things when there's just nothing coming back. Yes, that's true.
Sure.
At that point, you're pushing it just to get an answer. But let's, for the moment, assume that you did get an answer. It's not just we didn't get an answer that had any information in it. Most answers don't say anything. So that's not necessarily an escalation unless they've sent you the same thing 7 times in a row. Yeah, that's worthy of an escalation. But, you know, before you start using that word or asking for escalations, you have to make sure, clarify where you're going to send it, number one. Preferably somewhere senior management.
I think before we even get into where you send it, I think we need to clarify what an escalation should be. Because, well, we see sellers preemptively escalating all of the time. And unfortunately, that actually often does more harm than good. So an escalation is not something that you send to Amazon just because you don't like their response, or you don't like something that they did, or because you think that it'll be resolved faster if you escalate it rather than go through the process that Amazon lays out. That's not what an escalation is for. An escalation is when you have done everything that you are supposed to do, and Amazon is taking the wrong action or not reviewing it properly. So it's not just like, well, I don't really want to write another plan of action, so I'm just going to escalate this. It's I have given a comprehensive, complete plan of action, and it's not being reviewed, and I'm not being reinstated. That is when you escalate. It's not just, I don't like your answer. It's, I have followed the process you have given me, and your process has not worked. And that's, I think, the biggest mistake sellers make with the escalation is just thinking it's a way to get a different response.
Yeah. Or you're getting diametrically opposite answers every time you send these appeals in.
Like, your process is not working. Yeah. This needs to be escalated to somebody who understands how to fix this.
Yeah. And highlighting the evidence of, by the way, we got a message from so-and-so that said this, which has nothing to do with anything. So we need somebody else to look at this and take responsibility for the quality of the answer. Because as you can imagine, things are, you know, hot potatoes are passed all around the room inside those teams. And sometimes just transferring it, either sending a generic answer that doesn't say anything, you get to check the box saying you did it, or you get to transfer it to somebody else, which is, oh, this isn't for us, this is for someone else. And then they say, oh, no, it wasn't for us, we're sending it back where it came from, stuff like that. But as you were saying, like, especially with compliance documents, I still talk to people, I mean, you do for compliance stuff, but I still talk to people who are like, well, we're gathering together what we need to go with this appeal or to go with our submission. But in the meantime, we want to escalate it. Right. That's the strange conversation.
Yes, not going to work.
Yeah. That's a strange conversation I continue to have. Like, is there anything we can do in the meantime? I answer that with, in the meantime, you get together all the material you need to go with the next appeal or submission. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing in the meantime. You don't escalate it in the meantime. And I'm wondering if people say that just because of all the randomness. Sometimes, you know, we hear from people like, I didn't submit anything and the listing came back up magically. There's all these random things that happen without rhyme or reason.
I think it's just people think escalating is a shortcut. They think that it's like, I want to speak to your manager. And if they act annoyed enough, that'll get them the response that they want. I just think it's a misunderstanding of what the escalation process is. So
it's not impatience. I'm glad you said it's not a shortcut, because we have a lovely LinkedIn post coming up with pretty much that in the title. But yeah, you've got proof that you fixed whatever broke, whatever was wrong. And presumably the documentation they want matches exactly what they need or what's expected. Not submitting a document and then explaining why it's maybe not exactly what they want in an appeal, because that's not going to work.
Well, I mean, sometimes as clients, they do actually ask for documentation that just does not exist in the world. Yeah. So sometimes I do have to escalate with an explanation of why that documentation is not being supplied, because it's not real. But yes, generally speaking, it's not to explain why you can't give them what is required.
And I understand a lot of people get the same generic copy and paste response over and over, no matter what they send. The assumption is nobody read it. Nobody took the time to go through it. And that is worthy of a, hey, you know, is anyone reading this stuff? But make sure everything's buttoned up on your side. All your ducks are in a row, because people tend to, what do? They write an escalation and they send it all over creation.
Well, and that also kind of leads us into what should be in an escalation versus what shouldn't be in an escalation. Because I've seen some pretty wacky escalations being sent in by people.
You have.
Yes.
Yes.
So one, it's not a love letter to Amazon. They don't care how much you love Amazon. They don't care how important Amazon is in your life. Let's just make that clear. You don't need to have 10 pages about how dedicated you are to selling on their platform. You don't need 10 pages at all, ever, when you're submitting this to Amazon. And the other side of that is you're not asking to speak to the manager. You're not sending an angry message to try to provoke them to do what you want so you'll go away. Certainly, if processes have broken on Amazon's side, it's worth pointing that out, but you need to point that out in a very logical and very clear way. Just an angry email to someone is not going to elicit a response. I've seen a lot where it's almost like clickbait, like they're trying to anger people into doing something, and that does not work.
No, of course not. I mean, we wouldn't be reading it if it had worked into people who tried it before. And we see it all the time. I keep thinking of that one that we saw a few weeks ago. What was it like? Let's mutually agree to end this useless paperwork exercise. You remember that one?
Yeah.
There are all these bizarre catchphrases and, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, is this like dark humor? And you're trying to just be creative and, I don't know, jokes in the subject line. We've talked about that before. Yeah. It's clickbait, but they weren't just putting it in the subject line, because a lot of people probably just brushed that aside.
Well, if you're trying to come across as a serious seller that is doing all of the things that they're asking of you and their system is broken, making these like wacky statements in an escalation is not going to show them that. They're not going to take you seriously if you're sending them some like crazy letter about your life and Amazon and its effect on you.
Yeah. And you come across, I mean, what Leah and I are talking about 3-4 weeks ago, we kind of got this blizzard of appeals. You know, we hired somebody and we don't have to say who they hired, but it was 4 or 5 of these things and it looked like a little kid put them together. And I get that somebody was playing around with maybe some AI or mixing and matching templates or something like that. But what makes Amazon reflect on their wrongs is, you know what, this is a legit seller. They're solid. They've sold for years. They've got a reliable brand. They have good ad spend. I mean, like details and facts that matter to them. So like, okay, so we've put this person through the ringer. We should reverse course. We should fix this.
Well, and that's the thing. It's everything needs to be factual. Everything needs to be laid out. If you need to think about it like you're writing to a robot, think of it like you're writing to a robot. But it's all logic. It's, right. We did this, this happened, this should have happened. How do we make this happen? Why is your process not working? Here is the timeline. Here is what's been done. Fix it. That is what an escalation is.
I would guess, I would assume or guess that the personality or the creativity piece is under the assumption, you know, no one's looking at this at all.
So, yeah, but these people are busy.
Yeah.
If you send them a diatribe, yeah, they are going to delete it. You need to make it very clear right away that this is serious, you are serious, and that their process is broken.
And that you're going to go somewhere else. If they don't do anything, you're going to go somewhere else.
Right.
And say that you had been, that this, you were one of their stops. You didn't do anything. They had to go somewhere else. And it reflects on the person who kicks the ball away. But my point really there was, it's not just that you're trying to get someone's attention. People embrace this concept of, everything is in my appeal is there. It's all correct. I just need to get someone's attention. Well, maybe not everything is in your appeal. Maybe that's the problem and not the failure to get their attention.
Well, right. And that's what we see a lot of people. They come to us. They have a not very good appeal. They've already tried to escalate it to every Amazon email that they could possibly find. And at that point, you've actually done more harm than good, because now potential bridges that could be used to resolve the issue have already been burned because they're not taking seriously now.
Yeah. I mean, we've got another episode that we'll do for this podcast very soon about decide early on if you want to come to us and have us work on it, or if you just want to do it yourself, because this keeping a foot in both worlds and they want to do some wild, crazy stuff and then give us a call isn't really, I don't think that's the world we live in anymore. And also it's just, it's so off-putting to give them an opportunity to just swap these things away without reading them, when in the first couple of lines, you've already lost your audience, right?
Yep.
And then the people who come after that, maybe this is the bigger point, the people who come after that see how many times you've appealed in these wild and crazy ways, or just in these incredibly bland, you know, no details ways. And it's like you've discouraged them from spending time on it.
Right. And so that's, you know, a timeline and all of the places that you've already been to is only compelling if what you were submitting was strong.
Yeah.
Like if you've just spammed a bunch of executives and you lay that out in your escalation, that doesn't help your case. That hurts your case. Yeah. Whereas if you have a legitimate case and you have done everything correctly and you have tried to reach out to multiple people and they haven't helped you, that is what pushes it forward, because they're only reviewing to see if a mistake was made on Amazon's side.
Right.
They don't care if mistakes were made on your side. They're not going to respond to that. But if they review it and they're like, oh, why wasn't this fixed? That's what pushes the escalation forward. And I think I get the why people think that like emailing more people quickly will get things resolved, but it really does make it worse. Especially also we see people just sending the same escalation to everybody they can possibly think of, which again,
it's the statistical method.
Yeah.
This is the statistical method. There used to be people like 20 years ago who wrote books about, oh, you can't get a date. Just keep asking people out. Eventually you'll find somebody who wants to go out with you. It might be 20, it might be 40, it might be 60 people.
Yeah.
And it's the same concept as like, well, did you write to 7 executives or 17? I mean, that's not really.
Yeah. This isn't like the 100 no's for 1 yes strategy.
Right. Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
I never actually employed that methodology.
Well, it's like in sales too, right? You're supposed to get used to being
cold calling. Isn't this cold calling? Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah.
But the issue is, and this is something that was interesting that came up at Accelerate when I was there, feels like years ago, I guess it was only 1 month ago. And I think it was an account help person, but it might have been another Amazon person. But they said, like when they're on the calls with people, sometimes what they really want to say and what they have to say or what they can't say versus what they can share are two totally different things. And sometimes they just want to say, they have to be helpful and they have to provide some degree of guidance, but sometimes they just want to be like, look, your appeals suck. but you'll take it as a seller, especially if you spent all day on it. Mm-hmm. You might take it personally and you might be like, it sounds like you're saying that I suck. It's like, well, it's not that you suck, but what you're sending us doesn't have any value, and they can't be blunt and tell you that.
Whereas we, on the other hand, absolutely can be that blunt.
Yes. Being originally from the Boston area, we can do that all day long and people will understand it. But that's kind of, I mean, it's almost the tragedy of the miscommunications, talking past each other, all the calls and appeals wasted create more work for you. If you're doing more appeals, creates more work for Amazon. It's almost better if they could just level with you and say, look, you're nowhere near the target. And yeah. Sometimes they do say something like that.
I mean, that would be more compelling if they were more correct more often, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's more prevalent is that they change their story every time you call in. But anyway.
And they're guessing a lot of the time because there's no notes from the investigator.
So very soon, near future, we'll do a LinkedIn post fleshing this part. What's an escalation? What's not? A bit more. But if you'd prefer to listen to us babble on about it here and you've got questions about it, let us know, because 'tis the season of the escalation. Since an account's cut down, cost
I'm also more. Already seeing Amazon's teams are slower than they were a month ago. So
Yeah. And who knows?
Getting to there's that always time of
year. There's always the looming in the near future AI escalation paths, new forms created, and no where do those go?
And no doubt that will work as well as all of the other AI paths.
Yes, we'll find out soon. We'll find out soon. Thanks again for listening in. Thank you, Leah, for waking up with Seller Performance Solutions today.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
I'll talk to you soon.